The fat Roman was difficult to understand because he was talking with his mouth full.
By Jupiter, Prefect,
drawled the fat Roman through a big helping of Nanodragon.
I do believe we have been attacked by a tiny, weeny little barbarian.
So we have, Consul, replied the thin prefect. I recognize this one. He is a member of one of the local tribes I was telling you about. I'm worried that these tribes might object to our fiendishly clever plan.
Oh, yes. Remind me, what is our fiendishly clever plan again?
Asked the fat consul. One, disguise ourselves cunningly as hooligans and kidnap the heir to the brutish bog burglars.
Marvellous,
spluttered the fat consul. Two, said the thin prefect, evilly, disguise ourselves cunningly as bog burglars and kidnap the heir to the hairy hooligans.
You're a genius,
gurgled the fat consul. Three, the bog burglars and the hooligans are so busy fighting each other, they do not notice us stealing every single dragon in the inner aisles.
Bravo!
Shouted the fat consul. Hiccup would have loved to hang around and discover more about the plan, but he had important work to do. He had to get Fishlegs and himself off this ship alive. Luckily, although everyday life as a Viking was a big struggle for Hiccup, he always came into his own in a crisis. And this sure was a crisis. Hiccup quickly summed up the problem. On the other side, 350 of Imperial Rome's finest soldiers armed with javelins, swords, spears, arrows, entrenching tools, etc., etc., etc. On his side, two scrawny Vikings and two small dragons, one on strike and one in a coma. Yup, it was a crisis. Hiccup's eye was caught by a tiny electric squirm clinging to the edge of the curtain. He looked from the electric squirm back to the cage of dragons. All that talk about distracting had given him an idea. Perhaps he could use the electric squirm to distract the Roman's attention so that he could tiptoe up and open that cage of dragons. The dragons would rush out and attack everybody, and in the confusion, Hiccup could rescue Fishlegs. Hiccup got out his handkerchief, wrapped it around his hand, and picked up the electric squirm very, very carefully by the tail. Viking dragons and their eggs, the electric squirm. This nanodragon is not aggressive, but it gives a truly terrible, although not fatal, electric shock when touched. Like their close cousins the glowworms, these creatures can be used as a source of light if no flame or candle is available. Statistics. Colours, transparent. Size, very small. Poison, none, score zero. Radar, none, score zero. Armed with, electricity, score 8. Defence, electricity, score 8. Speed, quite nippy, score 5. Fear and fight factor, harmless if picked up by tail. Horny tail does not conduct electricity, score 5. Total score, 26. As its name suggests, the electric squirm gives a truly terrible electric shock if you touch it in the wrong place. The tail is fine, because it is made of some sort of horny material that does not conduct electricity, but every other part of its body is likely to electrocute you. Hiccup dropped to his hands and knees and softly pushed aside the curtains of the canopy. The thin prefect and the fat consul were still deep in conversation. The fat consul had nearly finished his nanodragons in honey. There was only one nanodragon left on the plate, struggling to escape. No one was looking at it. The two men were far too busy talking. Hiccup crawled forwards, reached up, and removed the nanodragon, putting it in his pocket. At least he had saved one of the poor creatures. He replaced the nanodragon with the electric squirm, which was almost exactly the same size. Hiccup then crept away towards the cage of dragons. Still talking, the fat consul reached out with one fat hand to grab another portion of nanodragon. His porky fingers scrabbled around in the honey for the final juicy morsel, and closed around the stomach of the electric squirm. All 38 stone of the fat consul soared quite 1 metre in the air. His hair stuck up and out like a hedgehog. Sparks flew out of his ears, and his great blubbering mounds of flesh lit up with a strange blue light and quivered and shivered and wobbled and jiggled hysterically like a truly gigantic pink jelly that had been struck by lightning. A few seconds later, he fell to earth again. His toga turned to ashes around him, and the vast flabby acres of his enormous stomach went on wobbling for the next 10 minutes. While everybody's attention was being drawn to the fat consul doing a one-man impression of the Northern Lights, Hiccup quietly lifted the wooden bar of the dragon's cage. The next moment, there was pandemonium aboard the deck of the Roman ship as the dragons poured out in a furious shrieking, snapping and flaming river of beaks and wings and talons and tails, attacking the Romans, setting fire to the sails and causing no end of damage. The thin prefect climbed on top of his couch in order to have a better view of what was happening. "Hiccup," he said to himself, under his breath. "This is the work of Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third, or I am a freshwater crayfish, which I'm not, of course. Well, I'll flush you out of your hiding place, my fine fellow, you see if I don't. Centurion!" This command was directed at the Roman soldier who was still holding fish legs upside down by his left ankle. "Prepare to execute the prisoner." The centurion drew his sword with a flourish and swung it up over his head.
"Hiccup!"
screamed Fishlegs, absolutely terrified. This was not part of Hiccup's plan.
"Toothless!"
screamed Hiccup.